Well, everybody we know was talking about it, so apparently it was hot. The debut of VH1's Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story, has landed the network its highest rated telecast in more than 5 years. Mm-hmm. Average of 4.5 million viewers. It is also, so far, the highest rated original movie of the year, as well as VH1's highest rated film ever.
Wow. Now you got to do the Aaliyah story.
You know that's going to be crazy. Plus, it was the most talked about thing on Twitter, of course. By the way, everybody's talking about Kanye West bringing the white Jesus on stage during his tour. He told a San Francisco radio station that the portrayal of Christ was meant to be a manifestation of his personal relationship with Jesus.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He compared it to people who wear T-shirts saying, Jesus is my homeboy.
People get nervous whenever you invoke Jesus in anything.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, should we, can we still dance? Should we sing?
Yeah.
Like, can we, is it a joke? Like,
I mean, if you're up there, you know, if they do Jesus doing a dance with his arms out, you know.
Yeah. I don't, I see you. And nobody, you know what? Like now you're making us uncomfortable. Just like now. Kanye, put your hands down.
I'm about to walk out of here in a minute.
Don't help by yourself. Kanye also said that.
I can do that because I'm on the radio.
Yeah,
but we can see it. You're making us all uncomfortable. Kanye also said that even Kim Kardashian questioned whether having Jesus on stage would be weird. You know what, though?
That little devout Christian.
Yeah, exactly. This engagement with Kim Kardashian may be just the thing.
Just because you have sex with a lot of people doesn't mean that you're not a devout Christian, okay?
No, everybody sins, and all sins are the same.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. No matter how many times you do it.
No matter how many.
Well.
This engagement might just be the thing to calm Kanye down. He actually gave photographers the peace sign after the proposal. Of course, Kim K posted a picture of her diamond engagement ring online.
Momager got to him and said, look, man, this is how we eat.
Yeah.
This is how we eat.
And this is how you're going to eat when your rap career is over.
You're going to disrespect our paycheck.
You wouldn't even know Kim Kardashian if we didn't eat this way. You wouldn't even know of her if we didn't eat off her tape.
This is what Scott Disick and all those folks do.
He's Lord Disick, by the way. Lord Disick. Lord.
Oh, is that what he is now?
Yes, he's Lord.
Okay, so here's what they do. We're getting ready to go down to 7-Eleven around 7:45.
Yep. Yeah, TMZ.
The overrun
let's
on
call
La
you.
Sienna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
catch us.
We don't want any photography there, okay?
Yeah, right. Please don't follow us. Don't tell how big do you think, how many carats do you think Kim K's engagement, I don't know if boys and guys know about this.
32.
About what?
10.
15. That just shows how ignorant you are. 32, god dang. 10. What's wrong? 15. 32 carats, Russ. What's wrong with you, sir?
You're making payments on that one.
I mean,
you put it on three.
Anyway, listen to this. The Justice Department is trying to halt DMX's Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They want a judge to convert his Chapter 11 case to a Chapter 7 case, which, for those of you who don't know, that would force him to sell his assets to pay off his debts. Apparently, officials decided to do that after DMX missed a meeting with his creditors last month. Plus, he also allegedly filed court documents that contain inconsistencies such as variations in income and spending.
Right.
So, you know, I guess that's it is what it is. Here's the thing, Jermaine Jackson. You don't go spend $180,000 on a freaking Ferrari. Was it a Ferrari he bought?
Yeah, but he paid about $90,000.
Okay, well, you still don't spend $90,000 when you're behind on child support. So guess what? Wow. He's several months behind on child support. So the Los Angeles County Child Support Services, of course, filed papers asking a judge to hold him in contempt of court. It just doesn't even make sense. He has
How
to pay-
would he do in jail?
Oh, not good.
How would Jermaine do in jail?
Not good. First off, he ain't going to be able to get no perm stuff.
Right, no hair.
No relaxers.
Dang for me.
He's done.
Come out looking like 1968.
But why would you spend $90,000 on a car, even if you're, I mean, I know the car costs $180,000, but he's $33,000 behind in child support. Does he not think that?
I thought they were going to get that money from that case.
Yeah, from the settlement.
I mean, it just means he really did think
that. Look, he knows Janet's got money. You know, that family has money. Okay, just keep it real.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's just that they punish each other by not loaning each other
but
money.
But here's the thing. Why would you loan a fool some money? You know what? You're 50, 60 years old. You know better.
Yeah.
You don't go buy
dough.
No car.
He's not trying to pay.
He ain't got no dough. Yeah. He ain't got no dough. I'm Alfreda. That's all out of the wire. You want more stuff? Go to the RestParshow.com. Of course, I miss stories. Tweet them to me. At Freda's Flicks or at RestParshow.